Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And Tim, it's a wonderful day.
It is a great day to be alive in Jesus, and we're excited today here on Connected. Our special guest is Apostle Joe Akers, and all the way from Pipe Stem, West Virginia. We're excited to have him.
We really are, and we had him in services a few months back, and great service we had that day. And I did not know that Brother Joe is not only a great preacher, Bible teacher, but he also is a great vocalist, musician. And we enjoyed his music as well.
Awesome. And, sir, welcome to today's edition of Connected.
Well, what a privilege. What a privilege.
Praise God. Praise God.
We had people asking for a CD of the instrumental you were playing on the guitar. It was just that anointed.
Well, I've got some CDs.
You do? Wonderful. You'll have to bring them next time.
We will. We just take a donation. We don't put a price on them.
Oh, it's so good to have you today. And we'll be right back, Tim.
Right after this.
Tolerate alternative ways. Then they turn around and tell our schools that our kids can't pray. This whole world's gone crazy. Hey, where's the Christians? We gotta watch what we say, cause we might offend someone who worships Allah or some idol in the sand. We worry more about our politics and the color of our skin than we do about what's right and how this all will end. I just shake my head and say, yeah, what happened to the line between right and wrong? What happened to our faith that once made us strong? What happened to one nation under God? What happened to conviction? What happened to the preacher who will tell it like it is? Say sin will take you straight to hell, but God can forgive. What happened to the people who will stand and say, hey, I'm a Christian? We got churches on the TV saying, come on in. We welcome everybody, it don't matter how you live. We got people singing in the choir who's never been saved. We got people living right next door who's never heard the way. We're supposed to make a difference. Hey, where's the to the line between right and wrong? What happened to our faith that once made us strong? What happened to one nation under God? What happened to conviction? What happened to the preacher who will tell it like it is? And say sin will take you straight to hell, but God can forgive. What happened to the people who will stand and say, hey, I'm a Christian?
draw the line with me between right and wrong? Will you stand up in faith and say, let the weak be strong? Will you pray this prayer with me? Lord, pour out your conviction. Will you stand on the line and tell it like it is, and say sin will take you straight to hell, but God can forgive? Will you stand with me and say, hey, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm a Christian. Hey, I'm a Christian. Yeah, yeah.
If life has you in a press, you're just one decision away from forging a victory.
We are never powerless. It may feel like all chips are stacked against us, or the doctor's report is horrible, doesn't seem like things are going to go right, or your marriage may look like it's on its last leg and you can't do anything to change your spouse. Everything is stacked up against that, and you may feel powerless, but you never are.
The Power of Choice with Amanda Cain and Tim Colasino. Our love gift to you in the month of August when you stand with He's Alive with a gift of $15 or more. Write to us, He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or give online at he'salive.net. The Power of Choice, victory, it's up to you.
Back with our special guest, Apostle Joe Akers, and he's all the way from Pipestem, West Virginia, and he's made the venture this way today to talk about some very, very important subject matter that the Lord has laid upon
Amen.
His heart.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, there are so many subjects in the Bible. When I teach a lot of the young ministers in their leadership classes, we teach them homiletics.
Uh-huh.
Homiletics. Well, that's a strange word. That's the art of putting sermons together.
Yes.
You know, you got topical, and you got text, and you got expository, and then you got the old standby called shotgun preacher.
Yeah.
Inspirational fly.
Mm-hmm. Right from the hip.
Flat of rain or rabbit hunt. You know.
I like to do some of that.
We've had a lot of that, too. But no, today we're going to do a topic called the Seven Laws to Honor.
Wow. Seven laws to honor. Well, honor opens up favor in our life.
Oh, yeah.
And dishonor can shut the door of favor very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Try that in a courtroom, for example. even the vilest criminal knows to show honor to the judge because that brings favor. So give us these steps today. I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just give a little introduction, then we'll try to get straight to the seven. I don't know how far we can get, but God ordains laws. He ordains order. God is obsessed with order in the universe, everything from the alignment of the stars. We're not talking about astrology. We're talking about astronomy. And also we're talking about the very molecular makeup of your body. Everything's order.
Yes.
God ordains it. You see, order has rewards. The first thing is beauty. And a woman ought to know something about that. And then the order has rewards. There's safety in it. The pastor that brought me down here, I was driving their car and said, slow down, you're in Maryland. So safety, and it also has protection, it has productivity, and it has purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have order. And the older I get, the more that I'm pursuing God's laws, so to speak, by way of wisdom, laws of God, order. Why? Because I've done so many stupid things. You know, ignorance is one thing, but stupidity is another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ignorance is when you don't know, but stupidity is when you go to the Grand Caymans and you sit out in the sun for an hour and you turn red. That's stupidity.
Well, if ignorance is bliss, I sure must love bliss.
But
excuse
there's never
me.
A day. There's never a day when you're not doing something stupid. It's just, you know, how soon will you find it out?
And by the way, honey, your name's not Bliss.
or ignorant, go ahead.
But I'm a learner. Mm-hmm. I'm a learner. I want to learn about the laws of God. I'm about 10% mentor and about 90% protege. I have two things in life I'm trying to do. I'm 61 years old. I want to continue to learn. I want to continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the
Praise
Lord.
God.
Yes, yes, yes.
And everybody has to have a mentor, a trusted teacher, and a protege is a passionate learner. And somebody asked me, well, Brother Joe, what's your hobby now since you're older? You don't hunt, you don't fish. Well, a little bit of golf, not much. But my hobby is learning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have the tongue of the learned. I believe it was Isaiah said that.
That's right.
That's right.
That I would know how to speak to people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and when you talk about the thing of honor, this is so needed in this day and age. It really is. There's honor that's upward. There's honor that's outward. And then there's honor below us that we have to honor. But you said there are seven laws concerning
honor? There are all kinds of laws, but there's at least seven of them, and we can get into those right away.
Let's hear the first one.
The first one is the law of difference.
Okay.
Your difference will decide how important you are. You're important. It'll decide who pursues you.
That's right.
I encourage people everywhere, labor, to know your difference. God works with difference, you know. He had four different gospels that were published, and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, every one of them point to the same direction, but they're different.
Yeah.
Each one of them are different. Mm-hmm. And but the problem is people don't always have wisdom to discern difference.
Mm-hmm.
They fail to see. The Pharisees, for instance, they failed to see the difference in Jesus, but little short Zacchaeus, he knew there was something different,
mm-hmm.
and he was a tax collector.
That's right.
And, you know, Jesus didn't spend a lot of time with Pharisees.
No.
He didn't go to their homes much, you know, but two thieves hung on the cross, but only one of them discerned the difference, and he was the one that went to be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the other into eternal judgment and the fires of hell. So we need to think about that, you know, the difference. There's laws of difference. There was a butler and a baker in the days of Joseph when he was in prison. And Joseph had the ability to discern their problem. And problems are very terribly important. Some people say, I don't like problems. Well, you got to have them. You need their seed for your reward.
Yes.
There's no problem. If you don't have a problem, you don't have a future. And so unless there's a problem, you don't even have a job.
I like what one man said. I just recently heard a televangelist said that God created you to fix a problem.
Uh-huh.
And that's the difference between you and someone else.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else can't fix that problem, but because it's not intuitive psychology, which talks about your inner wisdom, but it's being made in the image of God who created you and put his wisdom in to you through his word so you can solve somebody else's problem for them.
Well, the only reason people get married is because they got a problem. Well, you know, they're lonely.
That's the
and
problem.
It's not good for them to be alone. And so we're in constant pursuit of someone who can solve our problems.
That's right.
Yeah. Then they go to marriage counselors because they got married. I'm sorry. We'll continue.
So when there's a problem, you're different.
Uh-huh.
Can make the difference.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Your difference is a gate to your recognition.
Mm. And so many people, they're trying to be a carbon copy. They're trying to emulate somebody else, to be someone else. And then they don't discover who they really are. They don't see value in how God made them.
I've been ministering 33 years. When I first started out, I thought I was the second coming of Jack Van Impe. You know, I quoted a lot of scripture. I can still quote a lot of scripture, mm-hmm. book, chapter, and verse. Sometimes
yes.
I preach that way. Sometimes I don't. Then I thought, well, I'll be a little swaggered. I'll be a little John Hagee. One day I woke up and said, I think I'll just be Joe Akers.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Working out pretty good.
You know, we have been created by God to fix a problem. And sometimes what we do, instead of helping someone, when we see that they need us to fix the problem, we will refer them to someone else.
Yes. You know, folks that are listening out there, when you have conversation with people, your difference can make all the difference. Listen for their pain. Listen for information. Listen for the sound of honor. Listen at their desires, because you may be their problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And God has ordained you. You're not assigned everyone, but God has assigned you to be a problem solver, and your difference will make the difference. You're no value until you can solve that problem. Hmm. Yes. You know, the blind man cried out. He cried out. And you ever wonder why? Because he discerned and heard about the difference in this man called Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he could make a difference, and he ended up getting healed. So you've got to discern your difference. Tiger Woods, his difference is he's a professional golfer. Muhammad Ali was a boxer. Bill Gates, computers, and on. I'm a minister, and you are who you are.
That's exactly right. Well, we're going to be right back after this song, and we're going to be praying.
Fountains are in you.
Tim, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and our guest today is Joe Akers from Joe Akers Ministry. And he today, we're talking about the subject honor, but Brother Joe was sharing about discovering the law of difference and mm-hmm. how God has created all of us basically mm-hmm. uniquely different and to solve a problem. And how does that connect with honor?
How does it connect with honor? God is always looking to honor his people.
Okay.
And until we understand the law of difference in people and appreciate them for who they are, and there's so many different cultures and backgrounds and whatever, different types of ministries. You all are in radio ministry and pastoral work. I'm an apostle type. I'm sent missionary work and this and that and the other. And recognizing that in itself will bring you honor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then it'll also produce your success. God will see that you're honored if you will observe the law of difference.
Yes.
You see, our similarity will create comfort and mediocrity, a rut. But when we discover our difference, God will honor us and reward us.
Mm-hmm. Amen. There's so many people out there right now that feel disrespected and dishonored, and we're praying for them right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father, we just thank you for you are faithful. And Lord, I thank you. Just as you created Jeremiah in the womb and you knew him, every individual under the sound of our voice, Lord, you knew all of us in our mother's womb. And you created us for a purpose and for a particular, Lord, design that you wanted to do in this earth. And so, Father, for those who feel less than, Lord, I pray that this day they will connect to their Creator,
mm-hmm.
oh, Father, and discover who you are and how you love them and discover their purpose in Jesus' name.
Lord, you know exactly who we're speaking to out there today. I'm asking there be a divine connection between us and them through this broadcast. Lord, reach down and fully restore them, heal and save and deliver, Lord, miraculously, and that your angels go before, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're trusting that you sent your word and healed them that are listening today. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. It's been nice having you today, my Brother Joe.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.